Yes, dear listeners, good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. It's that time of the evening where we are at our favorite program where we discuss about business matters, we discuss about economic matters, we look at aspects of policy development, and we also look at various areas, particularly things which are dealing with bread and butter issues. Yes, there is no more a day before Namibia go through historical period or maybe a historic history in the making, because tomorrow we understand that tomorrow Namibia is going to inaugurate the first female commander-in-chief of the Namibian Defense Force, and of course the first female president of Namibia. That's of course Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, and it's really something that Namibians we need to be proud of, and Namibians we need to make sure that we contribute to the development and the plans that are coming with the new president, because at the end of the day, it's our own country. After every political things, every political arguments and political debates, we have Namibia to build. So, dear listeners, for those of you who are coming at the radio for the first time, for those of you who are coming at the radio for the first time, Business and Economic Segment is a platform where we discuss about business matters. It's a platform where we discuss about developmental agendas. And it's also the platform where we analyze policies which are related to the economy. We look at areas of entrepreneurship. We look at areas of, trade. We look at areas of development, and also areas of investment, because the aim is only one. The aim is only one, is to drive Namibia economic agenda, which is inclusive. Namibia economic agenda, which is inclusive. We look at infrastructure, human development, areas of peace, security, and also conducive environment for business to thrive. And it's also a platform where we also bridge the gap between those who understand areas of economic development and also those who are willing to, you know, those who are willing to learn. Because it's not only something which is only for economic actors, but any Namibian citizen who is willing to contribute to the discussion, and any Namibian citizen who is willing to contribute to areas of improvement of our state is welcome to this program, Business and Economic Segment. And yeah, just before we go to the introduction of the topic of discussion for today, like we are always saying, after every deep conversation, we are always calling, or we are always urging citizens, urging listeners to make sure that you can give us a call. You can give us a call. Then you can bring your point. You can come up with your question. You can have your contribution. You can have your direct constructive criticism. Because for us to drive developmental agenda, we don't need to agree on everything. We need to, although we have the same vision, we must disagree on strategies. We must disagree on on formulas, and we must assist one another, because debating in areas where individuals, or in areas where debates is varied much, is different opinion about a certain topic, but at the end of the day we debate to create new ideas, we debate to rethink, we debate to evaluate our opinions and facts, and we also debate to put some models of some model can be models of development, can be models of doing things to test, so we can be able to see which formula is better and which one can be utilized, because at the end of the day the aim is for us to educate one another. The aim is for us to make sure that we contribute to the conversation. It can also be the conversation which will direct the agenda in the whole year, because we also have seen today the swearing of new parliamentarians. We see the swearing of new parliamentarians, and we have also seen change of guards in terms of speakers, and expectation is raised from public, because at the end of the day the country must move forward, Namibia must grow, and we must live in it with all resources in our hands, and with all the improved infrastructure, it can save us from, you know, disasters, can save us from external forces, and also infrastructures that we can be proud of. So, dear listeners, before we go to the conversation for today, it's always very important to make sure that you are up to date with development, economic news, trade, and also news which are dealing with bread and butter issues. So you can only do that if you follow us on all our social media platform. That is, of course, Eagle FM Namibia. Follow us on Facebook, like our page, share our page, so that people who follow you will be able also to follow us. Then they will not be excluded when people are talking about matters of economic concern, when people are talking about things of development. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on X, former Twitter. You can follow us on Instagram and also at LinkedIn. Follow us on LinkedIn so you'll be able to be up to date with economic related news, economic related news, and also trade related news, matters of bread and butters. And also, what is very important is also that we also have the e-paper, that is, of course, the Villager newspaper. If you want to know in detail about a certain topic in Namibia or beyond the borders about economy, opportunity, investment, of course, download our e-paper, that is the Villager newspaper. And the Villager newspaper is an e-paper which is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. And yeah, you know, we are moving in the world of digitization. Some people are calling the concept digitalization, which is also right. The world is moving very fast, and you don't need to struggle anymore, particularly when you can do things easily, you can work smart instead of hard, and you can also save your time from a lot of formulas, because if you are sleeping, by the time you wake up, people are downloading what was supposed to be taking you 20 days to get, because the world is advanced now. Because instead of you buying a radio, or instead of you in a situation where you are unable to use, you know, a physical radio, some people are using radios in their cars, some people are using, you know, physical radios, or maybe computers and so on. But you can download our app, Eagle FM app. You can download it in your phone. Then you can listen to current, programs on the current programs which are on air, and also previous programs through our podcast. And lastly, is our Imba app that you can get access to. Those are hymn songs that you can get access to in Oshiwambo, in English, Afrikaans, and other vernacular languages. Yeah, we are going to have a commercial break, then we can come with the conversation for today.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chikao shafasa na nana nongeshifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao. Ota ingongoti samwene. Anangeshefa ya Namibia. Ombito ombwa na wa oronjika. Zeitha nina omayaguro ni randitoma yoe. Yongeshefa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimwepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma. Konora heta tuimwe. Ndatu heari hamano tano oneyaji. Eagle FM. The Eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Estabeleça-se aos preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itinerários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais de itinerário. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Inva App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o itinerário digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Inva, que reúne vários itinerários em um só aplicativo. Aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o Evangelho. Alguns dos itinerários apresentados no app do Inva são o Elsen Eangano, o Oshierero Maimuriro, a Católica Simaneka Karunga, a African Sanfordiera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o itinerário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de itinerários do Inva app. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@obalighty.com. Descubra e baixa Inva hoje. Podes encontrar o Inva na App Store e também na Google Play.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. And the conversation for today is based on, our infrastructure. We are looking at our aging and outdated infrastructure and their impact on economic aspiration. We are talking about aging and outdated infrastructure and their impact on economic aspirations. When we discuss this topic, when we are bringing this topic, it may sound negative, but we are talking about the reality on the ground. We are talking about the concept of putting the infrastructure at the test of time. Because it's one thing to drive development based on physical infrastructure that you can see, or maybe let us start with a basic definition of a developed country. For you to drive development, you need to focus on various sectors, and one of those sectors is infrastructure. Because for you to build industries, first you need roads for connectivity, you need buildings for operations. You need connectivity in terms of networking, network lines. You also need electricity, so that you will be able to drive your development very well. And those are some of the first point of development, because for you to improve the quality of life, you need educated people, and those educated people need to be educated from well-constructed classrooms, traveling to school in safe roads, and also the vehicles that these people are using must also be safe, because that is what we are talking about development. We talk about best service offered by infrastructure. Now, we are going to be 35 years officially tomorrow. And we're going to have a new administration, which have already started, and the legislature have done their part. And tomorrow we are only going to officially inaugurate the head of executive and the commander-in-chief. Then we look forward with where we started in 1990. However, when you look at where we are now, in the past 2 weeks, Namibian infrastructure went through tests, particularly at the center of of the country, because we have seen, especially for those of us who are in Windhoek, we have seen incidents like what happened on between the 4th and 5th of February, when 87 years old driver drowned. He did not drown playing with water. The person was driving back home after dropping employees. After dropping his employees, the person drowned. And that is a loss of life. And who was supposed to save life? That life was supposed to be maintained by the infrastructure that we're traveling in. Because when you look at roads in Windhoek, because I was talking with one of my friends yesterday, we're driving home, and we realized that if you go to that side of not the side of anything, just anywhere, from Single Kota, go to Katutura, go to town, look at the potholes which are there. And he made a joke to say, it's like we are driving in some part of Lagos or in Zim. But Namibia, we are regarded as one of the countries in Africa with best roads. But the numbers of potholes that we are seeing, and the numbers of cars which are being carried away by water, we are starting to lose count. And when you go deep down at informal sector, you'll be able to realize that some people slept standing, because during a natural disaster or during things which caused by nature, which of course natural disaster like flood, excessive rain, wind, an earthquake, the country will be tested, the country's infrastructure will be tested, the country's response will be tested. And that is now where we have to go to the drawing board and see, where are we standing as a country in terms of infrastructure? What is the quality of our roads? Let's go and look at who were busy in terms of planning to construct those roads. Who are the contractors? And what can we do better? Because at the end of the day, when you look at the country's economic direction, it was like the country was almost done with building institutions, because under Gencom's administration, it was more on building process, system, and institution. And the institution, yes, of course, is one of the drivers of development. However, when you look and analyze this institution, are this institution built on a strong foundation? Are the infrastructure built on the strong foundation? Or we are still going to be busy renovating instead of us focusing on other areas? Because schools are stopped, roads are closed. And I just have to confirm about the bridge from Rehoboth, if it's still standing, because we have received a lot of information about that. And maybe some of the information which I can indicate is also that it was also indicated that when you look at the city, it was indicated that more than seven vehicles were rescued, and one still remain in flood, and that is a city. And to me, I'm not saying I'm happy, but I'm saying this rain came to teach us something. This rain came to teach us, when people are saying we have been building your country for the past 35 years, go and look, what were you building with? Were you building on a strong foundation, or were you building just at an open space? How was your planning? And are your people safe? Because when you look at, let's do an analysis of Windhoek. Windhoek is around almost 1 million, almost half a million people. we do have around almost 500,000 people, and more than 50% of these people are living in informal sector. They are living in the informal sector. Some are at although some have different you may have reached certain basic needs, but you are still struggling. And compare almost 500,000 population in Windhoek, living around 50, more than 50% in the informal sector. Then you compare this with the unemployment rate, which is leading in terms of SANDEC. Then you look at where we are standing as a country. Then you look at what we are trying to build and what we did not complete in terms of building. Because those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves to say, the Namibian infrastructure, particularly the roads, bridges, schools, and all the buildings which we have, power lines, can they stand the test of time? Because what happened these days compared to other countries is nothing. It was just a little bit of being showered compared to other countries. But now, those are some of the things that we need to look at. And it's also a right time where we have a new administrator. It's also the right time where we are also going to be seen by other countries. I know different dignitaries are on their way. Some are already here in Windhoek who are coming to witness the inauguration of the first female president of Namibia. They are already here, but they are going to see the beautiful city that you guys have been talking about, Windhoek. Why the road from Eros to Kreenwendoek is closed, and it's closer to a very beautiful embassy of the US, and most of the people would want to see, maybe they would want to go and meet their friends or to form diplomatic alliance. But what roads are they going to take? Some people, they have maps. What roads are they going to, are you going to stop them to take those roads? Because if we do not have a strong infrastructure, if you are not going back to the drawing board and look at people that we give tender, because sustainable development is not something which can just take 20 years. Sustainable development is something which need to be sustained, and it's something which take a long time. Because if you have to compare infrastructures which were built by the colonizers, some of them are 100 years. There's a church in Windhoek which name I still cannot pronounce, although I studied history for almost 4 years, which name I cannot even pronounce. It was built by German. I think it's almost 120 years, speaking under collection. But what I'm trying to say is that building was built with intention. And when you come closer to it, you understand that it can still test, can still pass the test of time, even in the next 100 years. But look at the roads that we are building every day. Where are we? Can you go back to the drawing board and look at the danger and the risk that we are putting our citizens into? Because if you want, you can't talk about development if you cannot maintain.
How do we brew the perfect Heineken? At Heineken, we use our 5-star brewing process to ensure a unique, balanced taste for that refreshing first. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Shiwana sha Namibia. Kamberera omakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongo dhiwe yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshiwana no kwanja kakaneka onjimbo moshiwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata jonjimbo dhoongereka dhayooloka. Ngaashi ehangano ja Elsin, omaimburiro joshiherero, simane kakarunga ja katolika karoma, joshimburu sang fortier noongereka dhimwe. Tudengera nena ngere owapumbwa omaimbiro goongereka yoye gakale ga gwedhwako koka epa ka imbako nora hetatu imwe mbari ndatu tano hetatu nora hamano ndatu nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalaiti.com. Oto vulu ku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imonena imba goye nena.
Lusa mardimbo goge pampepo zeguras mbangu Studios app. Ezi za singo hona malisinta kana ugupa nare tani naga kumape. Moktunda konkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo kumaoko uza konkedi zompe zoktura marsumo musmbangu Studios app pampepo. Guana smbangu sospe sa imba app bizuva inyami mokara mteti nsume kusmbangu esi. Guana karuhampepo kumarsumo pa internet meke lioge ruganesa. Cellphone ding kenyi. Kara ono pukuru kasi sumbangu suspe aso waswa pukura sa imba ep aso kuret sapo martimbo konosumo dokuri siga siga dongereka pamwetu moktura kumwe srongo no kwane sambudi zongwa yes gospel martimbo gamwe novura kura kena musumbangu si kuna karanye the elsin eangano the osherero kumayimbiliro the catholic simaneka karunga The Africans sing Froda here and many more. Zeni munahara kulisa marsumo geni musumbangu sa imba epo. Pampepo, tugwanini nye ko 0821-2358-063. Ndi ko email digital@omalaidi.com.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. We are looking at the aspect of, we are looking at the Namibian infrastructure, particularly if they can test, they can pass the test of time, and what can we do to improve and strengthen the infrastructure that we have, particularly when we are faced with difficult situation. Because when you look at drivers of development, we spoke about infrastructure as a main drivers of development, and we also indicated that if we are not able to maintain, if you are not able to build infrastructure which can maintain us for a very long time, we are still going to move in a circle. Then we are still not going to address our developmental issues, because we are still going to move in a circle. So, dear listeners, we are in a very short period of time. We are going to be joined by Hinoveno Variarastus just to bring his views and his take when it's coming to our Namibian infrastructure, the threat of infrastructure without quality on the lives of human beings, and also some of the possible solutions that need to be done for us to make sure that We look at national strategic goal very well, and we also safeguard those aspirations to say we want to be advanced. We want to be advanced, and you don't want to move in a circle, because we need to make sure that we safeguard the aspirations of Namibians, and also practically implement those steps in order for us to move where we want to get in. Because if you're talking about addressing poverty, how can you address poverty if the roads that you build are broken and you cannot reach your people? How can you reach deep down the village if you are not able to build infrastructure to reach your people? We are not saying there are no infrastructure in Namibia. We are saying there are infrastructure. However, just a little bit of shower in Windhoek is telling us, although we have infrastructure, they cannot pass the test of time. And we have lost people through by drowning unintentionally. Somebody was driving through a bridge. Imagine somebody driving a four-wheel drive, but still happened not to make it on the other side. And something. And he was not driving in the river. He was driving in the main road. However, due to infrastructure, which cannot pass the test of heavy rain, this person was able to lose his life. Because to me, I think he had much trust in our infrastructure, and he also has trust to say, even if the infrastructure is not that well, I still have a four-wheel drive. But an infrastructure in the city, when somebody just born like that and die, just like you are deep down the village, something which should scare us. Because are we safe enough? It's not being safe from outside forces. You talk about safety from natural disaster. That is safety. How is our response team? What is the game plan moving forward? So, dear listeners, because we are bringing this conversation, not because we are critics, not because because we are critics, but because he wants us to come up with solutions to our own problems. We want us to come up with models to our own problems. Maybe some town planners should come on board. Maybe some civil engineers should come on board. Maybe experienced administrators, experienced town planners can come on board and discuss with us about what's happening. Because if I have to tell you, I got into conversation with 6 residents of Windhoek from different part of Windhoek. We communicated and 2 of them said they were not even willing to go to work today. They were not willing to go to work today because they did not know which road to take. Particularly for those from informal sector. They were scared of their life to say, no, I did not think I would go to work. Some are still at home. Some are still not able to prepare their own food because of inadequate services at their places. Some are scared of taking their car because they don't know if you are coming back to your family. Because other people had the same intention to say, I'm driving to work, I'm driving home. But due to infrastructure which are not up to standard or which couldn't handle a little bit of shower, then we were able to lose them just like that. We have seen people on social media becoming carried away like that. Four-wheel drive. You can have your Red Cruiser, V8 Red Cruiser, four-wheel drive. Nothing. It's nothing. Had we have better infrastructure, maybe the lives of these people could have been saved. Maybe children in deep down villages could still go to school. Could still go to school. Because we can't just hide when the rain comes. We must build infrastructure which can protect our people. And we also must make sure that the infrastructure that we are building can withstand the test of time. Just like buildings of, if you go to Rotaries, there are very strong buildings there. And guess who built them? You go and do your research, then you understand what I mean when I'm talking about sustainable development. When I talk about safety of the people. Go to Swakopmund, they are still building there, which were built 100 years. But they are still standing. Why can't we do the same? So, dear listeners, we're going to a commercial break, then we can engage Innovenovaria Rastas just to give us an input on that aspect.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais de inário. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Imba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o inário digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Imba, que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. Aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o Evangelho. Alguns dos inários apresentados no app do Imba são o Elsen Eangano, o Oshierero Maimuriro, a Católica Simaneka Karunga, a African Sangforiera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do Imba app. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@obalighty.com. Descubra e baixa Imba hoje. Podes encontrar o Imba na App Store e também na Google Play.
Olha o mnangeshefa no ahara kushivifa oma akuroe kupitira mohoriki radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahita tu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, neno la no natu nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Siwana shana mibia, kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwa nima yesiga, endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongo dhiwe yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshiwana no kwanja kakaneka onjimbo moshiwana ashihe shana mibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata jonjimbo dhongereka dhayoroka. Ngashi, ehangano ja Elsin, umaimburiro joshiherero, simane kakarunga ja katolika karoma, joshimburu sang fortier noongereka dhimwe. Tudengera nena ngere wapumba umaimbiro uongereka yoe gakarega.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. As I said, I'm going to be joined by Ilameno Varia Rastas just to give input on how this, outdated infrastructure of Namibia can also affect economic activities, whether it's business, movement of goods, and also, ability of people to do their daily activities and contribute to their well-being. Ngina Varia Rastos, good evening and welcome to Business and Economic segment.
Yes, good morning to you, man. Thank you.
Yes. Let us look at the infrastructures, particularly in Windhoek, which we are seeing that they are not passing the test of just a little shower. How are these things affecting the productivity of business individuals in the area?
Yeah, to measure it practically.
Yeah,
I think the economy in Windhoek today in commerce, it probably started like around 1 o'clock there.
Mm-hmm.
Like the if we can say the productive or to say 60% of the economy started around 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
when it somehow stopped to rain.
Uh-huh.
And the main reason it started that late is because the connecting infrastructures were struggling to accommodate or to facilitate the people movement or mobility within the city.
Yeah.
Because most of them are blocked by water or washed away or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that now gives you a picture of how, if we continue to not to invest or to invest little or to invest without vision, without understanding how things are going to be.
But
at the same time, it gave us a very beautiful picture of how things will be if we invest in infrastructure without thinking of being cognizant of various climate calamities, especially now flood, drought, or whatever, or anything, man. Like if we don't factor in such a type of
just hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yes, Angino?
Yeah. I was saying that it gave us a picture, an indication of how our infrastructure cannot handle certain things.
Yeah.
And that when we invested in them, either it was a long time ago or we didn't step up to revamp them, to bring them to the level of where we are going. So it's just a good indication and a wake-up call, because I think in many cases, whenever it's raining,
yeah,
it's only the people deep in the ghettos and deep in the castle beyond Havana and somewhere deep in Oshomise that experience the inadequacy of our infrastructure.
Yeah.
Most of our rich people and our politicians, they do not suffer.
Yeah.
But today and yesterday, we can see that now the picture was painted that your infrastructure are bad,
yeah,
or they are outdated, or they are old.
Yeah, now let us look at now the quality of infrastructure. Was this based on poor planning or just being outdated, or people did not have opportunity to test the strength and also the quality of maybe roads and also other infrastructure like bridges?
Yeah, we cannot say that we didn't plan.
Yeah.
No, it's the fact that most of the infrastructure we have came from the colonial time.
Mm-hmm.
Let us go through Windhoek. How many bridges did we build? And guess what? Especially going to Klein Windhoek, especially in Seven Dalan, especially in Havana.
Yeah.
These are things that every time it rains, we are somehow given a smaller, slightly presentation that if it rain harder, you might not be able to cross it.
Yeah.
In Komazali, the same thing, but we are not investing in such infrastructure because we are waiting for things to get wet. And as I said, those bridges or small bridges or whatever we have or those roads, they were built in order to handle the number of people right now.
Yeah.
They were built by maybe people who did not experience the amount of rain that we got right now. Because we are so short-sighted whenever. Because look, and that's why even look at our flats in Windhoek. Most of the flats in Windhoek are where? They are in valleys. They are in water, in where the water is supposed to flow. Just because it didn't rain for the past 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard like it did. But in my vernacular, where I'm from, we say, the water doesn't forget where it passed. If you're in a water pathway,
yeah,
regardless of how many years you've been there, when it comes, it comes.
Let's come to the way. Yeah, now, because let us look at the economic impacts in terms of those who were supposed to make profit, because you mentioned most of the economic activity started around 1 o'clock. Maybe in terms of prediction, what is the impact of losing 6 or 5 hours in doing business? Either you are SME or either you are a bigger corporation which the employees are not able to come to work.
It's a lot of money that has been lost, because some of us, perhaps most of the money I make them in the morning.
Yeah.
So we have different operations.
Yeah.
And the economy lost a lot just because people cannot go to Klein Windhoek.
Mm-hmm.
A transaction couldn't happen because a client can't get to Windhoek.
Yeah.
The taxis who are supposed to drop people, they can't drop people there because the road is blocked. And also now I have to drive along long roads or routes.
Yeah.
That's because I cannot go through Komazdal.
Mm.
So all those are costed to enterprises or to entrepreneurs. Just because, especially the Komazdal issue, we know that road is literally in a river.
Yeah.
But it didn't put a bridge, man. Like, and every year, so we are warning people, the Komazdal is flooded.
Yeah.
You know, so our thinking of just things will sort them out is a very bad strategy at the municipality or local authority level.
Yeah.
Not just in Windhoek. It's a situation everywhere. In Rehoboth, Hobabis, we are hearing that water is gone. Even at some services, they could not get fuel because it is contaminated now with the fuel underground. So you can see how our planning and our infrastructure investment is so bad, or is outdated, or is not futuristic enough to think, where are we situated? Are we in a valley? Are we on top of mountains?
Yeah.
You know, so there is no such type of thinking, and that's why now we are losing money because of our infrastructure that are outdated,
yeah,
or very, very old, or they were not built to handle this type of pressure or this type of flood or this type of rain.
Mm.
And that is now economic activity get to be stopped, economic activity get to go on hold so that we can wait until our infrastructure come online again.
Yes. Maybe the the last question I want to ask is regarding the roads and construction of roads, because we have seen it many times. City of Windhoek and other local authorities, they focus more on repairing roads instead of just coming up with something of high quality. I'm asking this question because if you travel to different part of Katutura, you don't even know if you are in pots or spot holes or which part of the roads people are driving into. Maybe what is the impact of putting more money on repairing something instead of coming up with something, you know, something which can withstand pressure? What is the impact of continue servicing something that can still come and you come and repair instead of just finishing one and for all? If I have to ask that question.
Yeah, it's a good question. And yes, you have to assess the commercial viability of every decision that you make.
Yeah.
But what is important is that we are repairing things that cannot handle the capacity. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Even the road that we are fixing, they cannot handle capacity.
Yeah.
Like, remember, the economy is about mobility, my guy. Money does not have legs.
Yeah.
Transaction don't happen when you're in the house. No,
yeah.
Transactions require you to be in a certain places. Even with e-money or e-commerce,
yeah,
mobility is still going to play a key role, because for that transaction to be unlocked, I need to move.
Yeah.
So our expenditure or our investment in infrastructure and connectivity infrastructure is very, very important.
Hmm.
And we have now, as I said earlier, that most of our infrastructure, although outdated meaning that they were planned to handle a certain number of people,
mm-hmm,
or to handle a certain number of cars, so they are not really, really futuristic or to enable the direction that we are going. So we cannot keep fixing them because they already cannot handle the current economic activity. So we have to invest in expanding,
yeah,
in futuristic type of connectivity infrastructures. So I do not really, really support the fixing of potholes or the fixing of the smaller road or the fixing of, no, we need to build more infrastructure that can handle the direction or end the economic aspiration that we are currently planning or working on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you very much, Ngino. Unless you have a recommendation based on our discussion.
No, the recommendation is that it still remains that, yes, we... when it comes to our infrastructure planning, let us be more futuristic.
Yeah.
And you have been told that the population is going to increase by 4%, by 5%, almost every year, almost every 3 years.
Yeah.
So even now in your infrastructure development plan,
yeah,
be able to cater. Look at the climate change. Look at the soil now, the rain patterns. Look at the soil, the drought. Look at the soil, how each town is interacting with each other.
Yeah.
Like when you're going to drive to Swakopmund, you spend hours there because there are a lot of trucks and the road is so small.
Yeah.
But we expanded between Okanja and Windhoek. But the economic activity is mostly between Okanja and Walvis Bay. That is where you see the frequency of trucks.
Yeah.
But we are so, you know, so you'll have all these questions to ask, like, why Okanja and Windhoek? No, because a lot of people commute.
Yeah.
But guess what? Drive to Swakopmund to Swakopmund to feel the real pain,
yeah,
of those trucks and how tiny that road is. So let us invest and think about, and everywhere we are deciding to expand or to invest more, we should just look beyond the transportation of people. We should cater for the trucks, the railway, and the things like that. So we have to be more futuristic and we have to include everybody. And also looking tomorrow, more tomorrow is needed compared to today.
Thank you very much. Ngino.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
Yes, that was Ngino Erastus. He was talking about investment in futuristic, goals. Let us, because one thing that he mentioned very important is that, you know, money does not have legs. Transaction needs you to be at a certain place at a certain time. And that is mobility that he's talking about. And for you to be mobile enough, you need a well-constructed roads. Invest in the future, not only on repairing, but invest in the future. Because if you look at most of the business today, they did not make money that we're making. He indicated that most of the business activities in Windhoek, they started around one. And in business, if you miss 4 hours, you lost a lot of money, particularly in the morning where people are going to have coffee, when people are going to make decisions. Transactions are made in the morning business meetings, most of them are held in the morning. And if a person cannot move from his house, if clients are not moving, then we are defeated. Then one thing that he mentioned, and I am agreeing with him to say, prioritize where economic priorities are. I'm not against expanding the road between Okahanja and Windhoek. But what is very important is also that when you look at traveling from here to Swakopmund, look at those trucks from Zambia. Look at how many lives are lost there. And also look at how long it is taking somebody to go to Swakopmund to complete his business. Either it's a business deal or either it's a business meetings, because the road is very tight. Road is very tight, very small, and you are unable to progress because mobility, connectivity is at the center of, it is the center of development because people need to move. We have around 4 minutes. We have around 4 minutes, 3 minutes before we come to the end of our program. You can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. You can air your view. Can come up with your questions and your constructive criticism before we come to the end of our program.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo, desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais binário. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Imba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o inário digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Imba, que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. Aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o evangelho. Alguns dos inários apresentados no app do Imba são o Elsen Eangano, o Oshierero Maimuriro, a Católica Simaneka Karunga, African Sanfuriera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do Imba App. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@opalighty.com. Descubra e baixe Imba hoje. Podes encontrar o Imba na App Store e também na Google Play.
Uli mnangeshefa na wahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mkuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the
eye. Yes, dear listeners, we come to the end of our business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. We are together with Minovari Erastes. Today, discussion was based on how can we build, infrastructure which can promote economic development, and how can we also build the sustainable infrastructure. And we come to the end of our program. Thank you very much for listening to us, and also make sure that you continue listening to Eagle FM program. I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly with the program Mtuma. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Eagle FM Namibia, Facebook, look at the Twitter, Instagram and LinkedIn. Don't forget to download our app, that is Eagle FM Namibia, so that you can follow our current program and also our past programs through, podcast. And of course, don't forget to download your e-paper, which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we're going to have interesting, stories tomorrow. And thank you very much from me, David Shombe. Bye-bye.
Tulisamar dimbo goge pampepo. Zegura sumbango dias ep. Eziza singo hona malisinta kano gupanare taninaga gumape. Moktunda konkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo koma oko, uza konkedi zompe zoktura marsumo musmbangu dias ep pampepo. Guanas mbangu sospe sa imba ep, zuva inyami mokaram tetin sume kusmbangu isi, guana karuhampepo kumarsumo pa internet meke lioge, ruganesa, cellphone ndin kenyi.
kara ono pukuru kasi sumbangu suspe aso wasuwa pukura sa imba ep aso kuret sapo martimbo konon sumu dokuri siga siga dongereka pamwetu moktura kumu esrongo no kwane sambu dizongwa gias gospel martimbo gamwe novura kura kena musumbangu isi kuna karanye de elsin eangano de osherero kuma imbiliro de katholi
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear or favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.